Okay, our friends. So we've been talking about farms and the animals that live on them. We talked about a very silly cat, and I think we need a beautiful cow today. You up for it? Let's have a cow story. It's called Buttercup's Lovely Day. The story was written by Carolyn Beck and Andrea Beck. And it is read today by Mommy and Philip. I'm glad you are here with me today. In the picture, when we open the book, we can see a beautiful green field with some little brown bunnies hopping about, some little tiny bees buzzing about. The sun is shining. The trees are growing in the distance. It's a very lovely day. And it says, I love this day. The grass at my knees, the buzz of the bees, the fluzz of the flies, switching my tail and making pies. And we can see the cow, who does look very happy. And when it says that she's making pies, do you know what that means?
No.
That means she's pooping. Uh-huh. Cow poop comes out in big squirts. Splatters down and looks a little bit like a chocolate pie. It's big and round. And they call them cow pies or cow poop. But you would not want to slice it up like a piece of pie and eat it. No, no, no. When we turn the page, we can see that she has got an imagination. She looks up at the sky and she can see something in the clouds. Can you see what she sees?
Cats and bunnies.
It says, I love the clouds way up high. They string silly tails across the sky. Downy dogs chase drifty cats. Clowny hogs race yaks with hats. They whiff and waft and puff around and dot the sky and spot the ground, but never, ever make a sound. And she does have a very good imagination, doesn't she? But she's not alone out in the field. We can see bunnies. We can see squirrels. We can see another cow. Several other cows, in fact, when you look at the next page. Tons of them. In fact, the field is sort of dappled with clouds and cows. And I'm sure there's probably other things to start with C, right? It says, I love the fields. We ramble and graze. Lazy, languorous, lingry long days. I follow the dips and jogs of the fence, roll of the hills and a thousand scents. Crickets sing at the heat. Hoppers pop at my feet. I wander, ponder, eat and eat. Boy, that's the life, isn't it? If you were a cow, you just walk around and eat. There are crickets that are hopping around at her feet, or grasshoppers. Yeah, chirping and jumping. Mm-hmm. This is a nice, happy cow, she says.
I love my tongue. It plucks and picks tender blades and tastes. Tips. I stuff them down with barely a chew to tummy one, where they simmer and stew. From tummy one, they go to two, then up they come for a good long chew. That soggy clod, my churning jaw, my cud, I chomp and chaw.
Did you know that cows have more than one tummy? Did you know that cows have more than one tummy and they also chew their food more than once? Kind of fun. Kind of gross, but kind of fun. We can see all of her other little friends on the field with her enjoying their day. And it looks like it's a beautiful little path, right? There is a beautiful green field with a pathway and a bridge, and there, with the little bridge, is a creek. And she says,
I love the creek. It bubbles and gurgles through my legs. It wraps and pulls and tugs and begs. Buttercup, Buttercup, come, my friend, down this way. Let's wind, let's wend away, away. My hooves are set in the cool, wet mud. I think I'll stay and chew my cud. I drink, I chew, I think, I moo. It's pretty. Listen, if you were a cow, this is the kind of day you would have, too. And then, friends, we see her nestled under the shade of a tree, looking at the bees, enjoying the squirrels as they chatter around her. And she says, I love the bee that lands on me. She's buzzy and sweet as can be. She stamps and stomps all over my snout. She's all in a muddle, can't figure me out. I am a buttercup, deep in a patch of daisies and lilies, but I don't quite match. I have a few tassels and a gorgeous perfume, but I'm much too big to be a bloom. Moo, I bellow, so she can see I am me. Off she flies, bumbly little bee. This cow is the happiest cow I think I've ever seen. And now all the other cows, it's the end of the day, are lining up and heading back to the barn because that's what you do when you're a cow. And she says, I love the sun when it sinks down low and colors run and shadows grow. Clump, 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 the others go, nose to rump full and slow. Ones and twos, bells and moos, down the hill around the bend, like the creek they wind and wind. I watch from my spot under the tree. When they're all gone, they'll just be me. She says as she watches them go. And now evening has started to fully come. We've got twilight passing. The owls are coming out. And it does look beautiful. And she says, I love the dark. It creeps up on me like the rising tide of a gentle sea. A puddle of gray, a drift of murk, a hush, a twitch, a shift, a lurk, the mossy musk, the darkening creek, a blop, a swoop, a flit, a squeak. And we can see the thing that's doing the squeaking, it's the mice. They've come out, haven't they? And the skunks. Uh-oh. Oh, Buttercup, you better get on and home. It says, I love the critter who's under my belly. He's terribly shy and terrifically smelly. He whiffs and wafts and puffs around like a cloud. He makes no sound. But I dare not think of what he might do if I should twitch or fart or moo. I stand very still till he passes through. Stinky, slinky, funky skunk. And we can see there is a skunk right there. She had better move herself on home before she gets sprayed by that thing, don't you think? Yeah, but she's lingering because she enjoys the night. And we can see that the sun has gone down, the moon has come up, and out come the stars. And she says, I love the night as it bursts into view, a star-blasted vast of deep, dark blue. What is this magic? This sizzle and twink. It makes me wonder. It makes me think. Is the moon a bucket filled to the top? Is it brimming with milk? Did it spill? Did it slop? Is that milk in the sky? And here I am, Buttercup, a cow. Wow, wow, wow. It's so, so fine to be a bovine, to be a cow. Right here, right now.
And we can see her tail swishing in the darkness.
I love the man.
It's a farmer
who comes for me. He chews on a stem so thoughtfully. He lifts his hat and wipes his brow.
Buttercup,
he says, "You beautiful cow. We stand very close for a good long while. I nudge, a nudge, a pat, a lick, a smile, brimming, brimming with this day, this night, brimming, brimming, full and tight. I say not even a low, just swing my tail and turn to go." This farmer had to come all the way out to find her and send her home. Oh my goodness, Buttercup. And away they go down the hill.
"I love the path, worn hard and true, whisper of grass, wet of dew, mice underfoot, moon on the rise, drifting mists, cooling pies. Side by side we wind and wind, and down the hill and around the bend, where a warm light glows through a door swung wide, and the rustle of cattle that comes from inside."
Into the barn they go.
"I love the barn," she says. "Tree tall walls, cow filled stalls, the snorty snuff of hay and dung, and pails all stacked and harnesses hung, sweet warm glows from high slung lamps, bells and lows and stomps and stamps, and bull in his pen, butting his gate, a horse, a hen, a cat on a crate."
These are all the animals inside the barn, right? And all the other cows look at her like to say, "Girl, where have you been?" Especially the cats, who are like, "Where is my food?" Because she needs to be milked, right? And she says,
"I love the splat of milk in a pail, frothing, splishing as I munch from the bale. When my milk is done and the light goes dim, softly, slyly sleep slips in. My thoughts wind and wind away, away to the end of a lovely day."
And that, my friends, is a beautiful poetic day in the life of a cow named Buttercup. And it definitely gives you an idea of what it would be like to be a cow, especially with the bees and the flies flying around her, right? Don't you think? And I also think that that might be
the end.
Anything you want to say?
Hope you can join us for
the lunch more tomorrow. Me too. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.